Accession number 19793, Reel 1.
Remember to look here.
Oh, yeah.
Could you tell me a little bit about your father, Magdalena?
My father was in the First World War as officer, and he was very disappointed, and then he became a Jehovah's Witnesses. In that time, Bibelforscher in German, Bible student. And when he understood that what about the Bible, and then he tried to teach us in that what he have learned. And every day he spoke a little bit with us. We learned some verses out of the Bible, but he made it so nice, and we had really joy in this to learn. And we sometimes he said, Magdalena, you didn't have any question. Tomorrow ask me a question, and then we find out what happened. And so in the daily life, he maintains us occupied, and he teaches us the Bible in the same time. It was not heavy for us. It was joyful. We loved it so much. We had a big garden. We made also some sport in it, and we planted flowers, and like it is in a big family. When we went to school, we came out, my father, he looked for us, he said, what happened at school? And because he was very early retired, as out of the war, how is that called? He was retired as post officer, and he had time to maintain us occupied. It was we had a really nice life in that time.
And what about your mother? She was a Jehovah's Witness too.
My mother was Jehovah's Witness together, because they had a nice couple, has a good harmony between them, and she was a teacher from school, and she teached us, she helped us in the school works, and she when we spoke something grammatical wrong, she said, repeat it, speak again, and they tried to have us really as a nice family. She sewed all our dresses, and she painted, oil painted, and aquarelle, and so we had everything we needed in the family. We lived in a big house, and always two and two, and one bedroom, two girls, two boys, and so on. It was nice.
And your mother was a keen gardener?
A keen gardener?
She liked to plant.
Oh, she liked, yes.
So you were telling us about your mother and the domestic details of your home.
My mother kept us very occupied. He planted flowers, and we had to help her. And very often my father said, because we like to go swimming in the swimming pool, so my father said, if you get up early in the morning, in vacation time especially, then you clean one part of the garden, and then you can go into the swimming pool. And we went all together afternoon to the swimming pool with my father, with my brothers. And in the garden, sometimes we had a little part in the garden to plant our own plants, as we wanted to plant something what we like to have. So our parents, they teach us to plant, to maintain the garden. We had a big part with apple trees and different things. And later on, when the apple time was there, we sat around the table and cleaned the apples. We made some dishes, some cake from this. And so she taught us in every part. We had some animals, geese, and sometimes we had some ducks. We had a goat sometimes for some milk, but it was just fun. And everybody had, my father said, so you look for the, after the, maybe for the goat, and you look after the geese. And so we went with the geese, my sister and me, my sister Elizabeth, to the river, to the Lippe River with the geese. It was really, everything was fun we had. And we did it, really, we liked it, we loved it. And my mother was teaching every time. This is.
What kind of school did you go to?
The general school. 8-year school, because it was not possible in the Hitler time. When I came into the school, I started the school, it was in 1930. The first years were good, but then when the time of Hitler started, we couldn't, they observed us as we didn't say Heil Hitler, and so we just went at school. We loved the school, but every year it became more difficult when we didn't say Heil Hitler, and then the teacher, he denounced us, and so we were happy to come very early out of school. I went until 1938, then I finished my school.
Before the time of Hitler, did you have many other young friends who were Jehovah's Witnesses at school, for example?
Yeah, at school not so, but we have some. I had some other friends in another city near Paderborn, and then my father invited the families, especially the children, and we said we learned the song, our songs, by four voices. And so we had many fun also in singing the songs. My mother played piano, my father also violin, and then he taught us to sing some songs with four voices. It was very, very nice. And we played many instruments. In the evening we made concerts.
Did your friends at school accept you as a Jehovah's Witness?
The friends, they were pupils, they loved us. We had a good relationship. But besides, sometimes, as we didn't go to the lesson, to the religion lesson, 1 hour, it starts mostly 1 hour earlier, because my father said, the religion I will teach my children. And he took us out of the religion lesson. And then the teacher had the opportunity to speak against us. It was mainly one teacher, the other teacher were very friendly. And then he said, these Kusro children, they are not for Hitler, and they have to go to Moscow, and they are communists, and so on and so on. And then we noticed when we enter during the pause, during the 2 hours, we came 1 hour later, and then all the children, they made fun with us, they laughed about. They said, you go to Moscow, you are not our people, you are not for Hitler, and so on. But this was only when the teacher spoke against us. But in general, the children were very friendly.
Were there any Jewish children at your school?
I remember it was one. He was half Jew, the mother was a Jew. and the father was German. He was a musician also, but he protected her wife. But this boy was at school. Naumann was his name. I met him later on, a couple of years ago, and he said, I am really ashamed if I think about that. I didn't laugh about you, but I should have said to the other, don't be so against the Kusserows. But he was just a child as also the other children.
But were you aware that Jewish children were being separated out as well?
Yes, because this boy, his family, none of the family survived besides his parents, the mother was Jewish, but all his family was killed. But I remember one day we came out of school and they told us that they had all the Jews in Bad Lippspringer, they brought into the river. There was a river also through Bad Lippspringer, and they threw them into the water and they made fun with this. And this family of this boy was there also. I remember this, I never forget it.
Did you ever hear Hitler or Goebbels speaking on the radio?
Yes, we heard it sometimes. Sometimes there were a special talk from Hitler. We had to sit at school and the radio was there and we had to listen. And then at the end of this talk, we had to get up and salute the flag and whatever. And this was a little difficult for us too. We stand up, but we didn't say Heil Hitler and salute the flag. This very often occurs, especially when there were a feast or the birthday of Hitler. Then we had to sit at school in the class and listen the talk by radio from Hitler or whatever.
You were very young at the time. What did your father and mother tell you about Hitler and about what was happening in Germany?
They told us, they said, my father especially, he taught us, he said, look, Heil Hitler means the salvation comes by Hitler. But as we learned by the Bible, that the salvation comes by Jesus Christ. And so my father said, you yourself has to choose. I don't say you must say Heil Hitler, you must not say. You have to do like you want it. But he said, he taught us what happened, and he said also by the Bible tells us the real Christian will be persecuted. So my father said, we have to count with that, that one day maybe they will persecute us also. And the Bible says, some will be killed because of the faith, belief in Christ. But I thought it will not be killing, it will not be in our own family, so I never was thinking about that until it came.
Apart from discussing the use of Heil Hitler, what else did your father or your mother tell you about Nazism and what it represented and how they were treating other groups in society?
He always said, my father said, we are neutral. We never speak against Hitler, against the state, against the Nazism. We never in favor of them. We are neutral. Christians have to be neutral. But as the Bible says, we have to obey to the state. We have to obey all the laws, what the Bible said, because of our conscience. Not we fear we fear that they will is a word. Yeah. Strafe. Yeah. Not because we fear the state and they will imprison us, but because of our conscience, we should obey all the law of the state. If it is not against the law of God, because God, as the Bible says, you should not kill, and so killing is against the law of the Bible. But the other things, the government, he looks like the post office. He has his servant to help us to make our life better. So we have to obey the laws of the government. This is clear.
When did things start to become really difficult for you and your family?
I think it starts about 36, but of course, always the police came looking, searching in the house. It starts really in 33, 34. Because my father has many literature from the society, and then the police came with a truck to look after the literature, to collect the literature. But the police of Bad Lev Springer, they knew us, they were very kind to us. They were very shocked when the Gestapo came and said, take the family away. But sometimes about, I don't know, 15, 16, 18 times, the police came and the Gestapo came to look in our house for literature, always looking. And sometimes they came between, we saw through the window, there is coming a man, maybe two men, and because the Gestapo, they had no uniform. They were in suit, normal suit. And so we distinguish when my brother, for example, my brother Siegfried, he looked through the window and then he saw, he said, the Gestapo comes. And then we were prepared. We hired some literature. We had the Bible, even the Bible. They didn't like us to have the Bible. But the Bible we had always in the house. We put it under the cupboard or under. My mother always said, they are too lazy, they don't like to bow down. So we hired some literature under the board or on the floor.
Can you describe the kind of literature that you had in your house or that your father mm-hmm. was producing?
We had some books. This book, Liberation and Vindication, lies from Rutherford. He wrote many books, many nice books, and also with pictures. And my brother Siegfried, he painted also with oleo some pictures out of this book. And this book, sometimes we learned by heart some pages of the book. Because my father said, this is so good, you learn to pronounce yourself very good. And then you learn in the same time Bible texts, and we learned some pages out of the Bible, and it was Bible explaining the Bible about the soul, about our life, about the kingdom of God, and different themes, and also the Watchtower and Golden Age. Today we call it Awake. In that time, Golden Age, also it was interesting to read some recipe for baking bread and for the health, something was very nice thing. And my father, I remember, he gave once a recipe, our baker, from bread with cereals. And the baker was so happy, he made the bread. And all the people around bought the bread, and so he came, he said, Mr. Kusro, Meanwhile, I am the baker, I have my bakery, you get your bread every time. And so it was very nice. We had this literature, a practical counsel, and also biblical counsel with books and the Bible.
Was the Watchtower magazine ever actually banned in Germany?
The Watchtower was banned, the Watchtower Society, because Hitler was, he forbid it. We couldn't read this. We shouldn't have this.
Why was it banned?
Because I think, because Hitler, he likes to be the Christ, the real savior. He wouldn't like another man or another person is higher than he. He himself called himself as a Christ. And he spoke about the 1,000-year reign. And as the Bible speaks about the 1,000-year reign, the millennium, but Hitler said, no, he will make it. And so everything what was against this, he was the only savior. And like we can see it, we didn't say Heil Hitler, but he wanted us to say this. And so the Jehovah's Witnesses was not in his real line. He didn't like it.
Did the Watchtower magazine ever publish articles against Hitler and against Nazi policies?
Yes, very openly. Openly they spoke about Hitler, and also we distribute letters against Hitler, because the letter said, if you will not stop the persecution of Jehovah's Witnesses, then one day God will destroy you and your party. And so, and we distributed these letters, thousands of these letters in Germany. Also from other countries, they sent to Hitler telegrams about this, giving attention to him. But then he was more crazy. He imprisoned every Jehovah's Witnesses.
As children, were you aware of how dangerous this activity was?
We were in Bad Lippe Springer. Because my father, he moved to Bad Lippe Springer, because one day the society wrote a letter. It was in 1931 we moved then. The letter was in Paderborn, the archbishop was there. There were no Jehovah's Witnesses. And if anybody could go there to preach the good news, who could arrange this, he could do. And so my father, because he was already retired, he took his family, he moved to Bad Lippe Springer then, and then we preached there in Paderborn and around the area there. And then later on came the persecution.
Tell me about your father's arrest.
My father, very often he was arrested. The first time was in 1936. My father was arrested, my mother was arrested. The Gestapo came, looked after literature, and then they took my parents to Paderborn. But as my mother had so many children, she was only 1 week or a couple of days, and then they dismissed her to go home. But my father was then condemned, I don't know, it was 10 months, and after then he came home. And then again he was imprisoned, I don't know what year it was, and he came home in 1940. And the third time we all were imprisoned. The last one was me. One day the Gestapo came, and my sister Hildegard and my parents and I, we were at home. The other were already, my brother was already killed and imprisoned, and the three youngest brother and sister, two brothers and one sister, they were taken away from the Gestapo to bring in a reformatorio, in a home, children home, with criminal children. And then my parents and my sister Hildegard and I, we were home, and suddenly the Gestapo came and took my parents and Hildegard away. And to me they said, ah, you are too young. I reached 70 years. I was 70 years old in January, and this was in April. And they said, you stay home. And they took my parents away, and I was alone, never alone in the big house. And I cried, what should I do? And I tried to visit my parents in Paderborn, because I didn't know how to handle the house, to pay the different, what we had to pay. And then I went to Paderborn by tramway. I went to the prison. I said, where are my parents? I have questions. They said, no, you cannot see your parents. So they are here. I said, I have to pay something. So I could at least speak with my father. My father gave me some signs to sign the checks to pay something, what we had to do. He explained me. He said, you be quiet, you ask. We had another family in Bad Lippspringe, family Jahndorf. They came to me and helped me. And then after, I think it was only 4 or 5 days, and then the Gestapo came again and picked me up also. And so I was in prison. I was nearly happy, because what should I do alone? Always the Gestapo in the... That behind me, I was thinking, yeah. And so I was relaxed. They put me in the prison. Then I thought, so now come whatever will come.
What age were you when you were put into prison?
I was 17 years and 3 months. Yeah.
And were you alone in prison, or were you with the rest of your family?
I was then about 2 months in Bielefeld in a prison. My father was in the same prison, my mother and my sister Hildegard and I, and we all were in different cells. We didn't see each other. Besides, one time I asked to visit my father in the official visit time, and then they gave allowance to me to visit my father in the same prison. And so I see my father in front, and between was glass or something, and the police and my father, they be quiet, my girl, and maybe they will give you 6 months because you are young, but maybe I have to count with that, that they will give me the to kill me, because it is the third time they imprisoned me. But we trust in Jehovah, and we just going ahead. And so it was a little bit comfort for me. And after 2 months about, we went to Paderborn, to the Sondergericht Bielefeld, they call it. They condemned us. They condemned my father to 5 years prison and 5 years later concentration camp or something. And my mother 3 years, my sister about 2 years in juvenile prison. And I got, as my father thought, about 6 months juvenile prison. And after this was finished, I was 4 months, because 4 months I was already in, and the count is 2 months, and 4 months in Fechter in juvenile prison, and in a cell, I was alone in a cell until the end of the 6 months.
During this time in prison, were you ever asked to renounce your beliefs as a Jehovah's Witness?
During the time, not the 4 months, because this was finished 6 months and there were no influence there. But then, when my time was over, the overseer of the prison, the juvenile prison, she called me. She said, look at here, I have a letter from the Gestapo. You have to sign that you don't continue as Jehovah's Witness, and then I let you free. If not, then I have to bring you again to Paderborn or Bielefeld to the Gestapo. And so I explained her about a half an hour. She was very sad. She said, oh, it's a shame. She was nearly crying. Was a nice lady, but she said, I'm so sorry, but I have to bring you to the Gestapo. And so I went back to Bielefeld. I came to the Gestapo. They brought me to the Gestapo. The Gestapo, they asked me again to sign this letter, and I said,